Hey, good morning. 818 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Let's see. Today we got a chance for some snow. 1 to 2 inches could be there. 2 to 3 in the upper area. High of 30. Then it's dropping down low. Tonight, more snow. We're going to see a low of 5. Woo!
Damn.
Woo!
It's cold.
Tomorrow, we got some lake effect snow, then partly sunny. Wind chills near 0 in the morning. High of only 18. So it's going to be cold.
Yeah, tomorrow. That's what they're calling.
Keep your fingies warm.
Freezing, man.
Yeah. So cold. Mm-hmm. Harry. Your hands are freezing.
Frosty's got his hat on, that's for sure.
Right.
Happy birthday,
dumbass snowman.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Florida, of course.
Of course.
A little bit warmer down in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's a man who asked cops for directions and ended up going directly to jail for DUI and possession of cocaine. Juan Zamora was tooling along on a highway in Marion County when he spotted a police cruiser and flashed his lights, indicating he wanted the cop to pull over. Deputy Calvin Batts did just that, and a block or two later approached the driver's side of Zamora's vehicle and noticed that the 63-year-old smelled strongly of alcohol and slurred his words when he asked for directions to the auto store.
Boy.
Hey, you know where I could find the auto store?
Only in Florida, man.
When asked to take a breath test, Zamora initially refused, saying, "You didn't pull me over. I pulled you over."
Oh, no.
Hey, man. He eventually agreed to the test, which showed him to be well over the legal limit. And then he agreed to a search, which turned up a baggie of cocaine and a bottle of Canadian whiskey.
Oh, boy.
A third empty. Boy, this guy was having a party.
Yeah, no kidding.
How stupid do you have to be?
Yeah, it's Florida. It just happens. That's the way it is.
Is it like drunken hubris where you're like, there's no way he's going to know? You know what? Out of all the people, you know, pull over. First of all, don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
And also don't have a bag of cocaine on you.
Yeah.
And two, what, out of all the people you could ask for directions from, you're going to go with the cop.
Well, what happened?
Well, I figure he probably knows better than anyone, right?
Oh, man.
This guy is so dumb.
You know, it's good, though. It's good. Need this guy off the road.
Yeah, one more idiot off the road.
You know what? More importantly, we should address, how is every story from Florida, WTF? I mean, what is it?
Yeah.
We need to address this because there's 50 or 49 other states,
yeah,
man.
And they did.
And 100% of these stories come from Florida.
We're going to have to change WTF to, you know, what the F to what the Florida.
What the Florida, dude? That's perfect.
That's what I'm going to say. Are you Florida kidding me?
You know?
You mother Florida.
You know?
That's all you can do.
If you go on vacation to Florida, just don't stay too long.
I think we just need to block that state off.
Seriously,
you know what? I've been hard on Ohio, but let's be honest. Florida's the real problem here.
That might be the cage state. We just throw all the criminals in.
What the Florida? Can't we just put some charges and blow it off the continent?
We're just
right at the border.
Just push it off into the distance.
I'm sure we'll have some residuals from some of the other states, but it's worth it.
Florida went from a peninsula to an island in a single charge.
You going to the island of Florida? Why? Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, this coronavirus is no joke. 44 new coronavirus cases on quarantine cruise ship.
Stop. Stop.
It's everywhere. That's like the fourth new story I've heard this morning watching CNN.
I think I've been playing video games in my basement for the past.
I think you might have it.
Dude.
I don't know. Do you feel warm to the touch?
I did.
Do you have the chills?
Yeah.
Have you been coughing?
Yeah.
Sneezing?
Yeah.
I think you have it. I'll be honest. God, look at all these. They're showing people on this quarantine ship. That is just horrible.
It's terrible, man.
Oh.
I don't like to watch the news. It's terrible. There's nothing ever good.
Here's your medicine. Take it.
Can we bring you up a little bit? Black Sabbath released the Black Sabbath album 50 years ago today.
Right,
we're considered the first metal album ever. Sorry to change the subject.
We're in a Black Sabbath right now because we're all dead. We got a meteor coming towards us. There's a coronavirus.
I want to talk about that. When's the appropriate time? 9 o'clock hour?
Well, about now? I'm already talking about everyone dying from the coronavirus. So what else are we going
to
die from?
So yesterday I was informed to look this up, and it is. It's a true thing. There is a meteor coming, or not a meteor. I'm sorry, an asteroid hurling towards the Earth. at 34,000 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen. To put it in perspective, it is taller than the tallest building in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a mile wide. It's taller or bigger than the Burj Khalifa or whatever.
Yeah.
Over there in Dubai. So a massive asteroid.
Big old thing.
Probably the biggest one that's passed the Earth. So put it in perspective here. The closest asteroid that has passed the Earth in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, despite the one that extinct the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah, that one hit us.
200 to 300 million miles away. This one's passing at 3.6 million miles away. Seems like a far distance, right? 3.6 million miles. Dude, it is freaking scientists out. They keep studying it, and they keep evaluating it as it's coming towards Earth. It's supposed to pass Earth at 11 o'clock this Saturday.
AM or PM?
AM.
AM?
AM in the morning.
Are we going to be able to see it?
I don't think so. It'll be too late. Well, so yeah, if it doesn't hit the Earth.
That's not.
If it hits the Earth, yeah, you'll see it.
It's not
you'll
that feel scary. It. It's just a little asteroid.
It's not a little asteroid.
A little space rock.
It's a massive asteroid.
Dude, just give me a baseball bat. I'll knock this thing right on.
Like, all right, Sammy Sosa. But, dude, it is pretty frightening, man. I mean,
here's what I think about it,
though. They're saying if it did hit, it would take out an entire continent easy.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's a global killer.
Right.
As Billy Bob Thornton said in Armageddon.
That's what I say. Somebody call Bruce Willis and get his team together because it's happening soon.
So what if NASA comes, you say, Hunter, you're perfect for the space program.
Uh-huh.
We want to send you up there to drill a hole into this asteroid and then blow it up with a nuke.
Ah, that's terrifying.
Your country needs, the world needs you, Hunter.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I think I'd do it.
Yeah, you'd do it?
I think so.
Well, you said
what else am I doing? Playing Ace Combat in my basement?
Yeah,
no, I would go save the Earth or try.
Here's my thing with asteroids, why I don't mind asteroids. One, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yep.
Two, and the worst part about dying is that everyone's going on living, having fun. And if I'm going to die, I want everyone else to die.
That's what Brock said immediately after I told him about this asteroid. He's like, well, you know what? If it hit and everybody died, then that's fine with me.
Then we're all dead.
Yeah.
All right? Then no one's got to suffer. We're all dead.
No, let me follow up with what you said, though. After that, you said, because I don't want everybody having a good time hanging around on this Earth when I'm not here.
Yeah.
What a selfish bastard.
You guys are going to be sad for like a week after I die, and then you're going to go back to your lives. No, I want you all dead with me. That asteroid's going to come. I want you all dead with me.
Selfish son of a bitch. You know what? No, we're sending you up to the asteroid.
If I don't, and I'm steering that thing into it. I'm going to shove that asteroid into it.
God.
You all ain't going.
Bruce Willis would not have you on his team.
If I'm going out, you're going out, buddy.
With me.
You don't. Don't you test me in my asteroid. WIRX, we'll be back.
I was wiped out by that first asteroid.
Yeah.
8:40, good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Yes.
Where's Kiki at? I kind of want to make her nervous.
Oh, with the asteroid?
Yeah, yeah.
She's probably staying away because she doesn't want to get freaked out, man.
Yeah. When she comes in, though, you got to lean into it with me, would you?
Yeah, saying we're all dead.
Yeah.
We're going to die by asteroid.
Dude, you know what? Scientists aren't too sure.
Mm.
I'm telling you.
You stop worrying about it. It's not going to happen.
It's
not going to happen. If it happens.
Hey, you know what? If you were to choose a way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Would an asteroid be up there?
Yeah.
On your list?
Yeah.
It's got to be instant, right?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Depending on where it hits.
If it hits on the opposite side of the world from
then
us.
You're suffering.
Yeah.
It sucks.
But then we have time to get to our bomb shelters.
Yeah.
Or underground.
You got one?
No. Well, I got a decent basement. I'll be all right.
I got a wine cellar.
I got that one door that locks downstairs.
I got a wine cellar with a Super Nintendo in there, man.
Oh, it's like that movie Blast from the Past.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Uh-uh.
Christopher Walken and Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great movie. But they're down in a bunker for like, I don't know, 30 years. Something
didn't
like
they
that?
Do two asteroid movies right in a row? Wasn't Armageddon one and then what was the other one?
That one with the Taille Leone or whatever.
Yeah. It's on TV a lot.
Yeah.
Damn it. What's it called?
That one's kind of messed up, though, because, like, some people, like, die right away.
And then
they realize
survive.
It's not that. Yeah, then, they realize it's not that. It wasn't that bad of an asteroid.
Kind of a weird ending. Yeah.
But, no, I'm not too worried about it.
No?
We'll be all right. Because, again, there's literally nothing we can do.
What would you do? Like, you know, like, okay, so Friday at, like, 6 o'clock. They're like, dude, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And again, there's nothing you can do. You just hang out. Probably make a couple cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch some stuff on TV.
Get a couple episodes of Home Improvement in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll go out.
You wouldn't go crazy?
No, probably because there's no reason to.
Dude, they drop that news. I just start swinging.
Yeah.
I just start swinging.
What is that going to do?
I don't know.
It's not going to do anything.
Just punching people next to me.
I'd eat a lot of crappy food, stuff that I haven't eaten. It was like, I know I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I'd go out happy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably take a nap.
Yeah, I'd wake up. What time is it? It's 10:55.
Oh, God damn it.
I got 5 minutes. I got nothing done.
I got to punch everybody out here right real quick.
Nah, I'd rub one out quick.
I knew that was coming. Something. Something sexual.
Let's be honest.
Where's that robot? Dude, that's a freaky thing to think about. I don't know what I would do.
I'm going to glaze that meteor.
He's so terrible. So bad.
What?
I hope it lands right on your house.
I hope so, too. Just me first. I'm the first one to go.
Just smoked.
Naked, just cranking one out. He died doing what he loved. He died doing what he loved. Your comedian today is John Mulaney.
Do it.
Good morning, 8:51, Brock Hunter.
You mean shenanigans?
All right, it's cold as crappy today, so just watch out. There's some closings going on as well. So, yeah, it's wintry out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good enough for you?
It's white.
It's white.
Wintry, slippery,
wintry white.
Slushy.
I'm dreaming of a white February.
Christmas in February.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. He's got home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, ATV, boat, business insurance. If you do rentals, if you are a contractor, if you need it covered, Chris can get you taken
care of. Does he have asteroid insurance by chance?
You might. I need my house covered from asteroid insurance.
Got you covered.
He's got you. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I don't have one.
Asteroid.
Asteroid. That's an ass so big it's the size of an asteroid.
There you go.
Should we just do that?
I like that.
Asteroid.
An ass so big that it's as big as an asteroid, right?
An ass so big it will kill everyone.
You can set a cup on that booty.
Yeah, that's perfect. Asteroid. Asteroid. It's an ass so big that it will cause mass extinction.
Yes. Just destroy Earth.
Like, whoa! Yeah. You see that asteroid over there?
God.
Thing almost took me out.
Thing is huge.
I wouldn't mind being extinct by that asteroid.
It's bigger than the Burj Khalifa. God dang. Look at that asteroid.
Tell you what, I would Armageddon that asteroid.
Oh, man.
I'd plant a nuke in that asteroid.
So stupid.
I bet you Bruce Willis has been in that asteroid.
That asteroid.